Welcome, Superpower Success Community. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. And as always, we have a great topic for you. But before we start the discussion, I wanted to share some information about our business and leadership coaching programs. As you guys are learning, we are experts and we know experts that have ways and ideas on helping you grow. And because we know those things that impede your growth, whether that's in your career, as a leader, or if you're trying to grow a business. So our coaching programs are customized specifically to you and what you need. 3 sessions, 6 sessions, 12 sessions, we'll meet you where you're at, and we're going to bring real solutions, just like we do on this podcast, to help get you unstuck and moving towards whatever that next level of success is for you. So if you want more information, as always, you can go to our website, KeystoneGroupINTL.com. You can email us at info@KeystoneGroupINTL.com, or you can connect with me online, LinkedIn, or Facebook, and I'd love to have a discussion about how our services can help. So I want to get to the topic of the day, and I want to be really transparent about why this topic and why Diane is on the call in the podcast today is primarily selfishly for me. So when I had a discussion with Diane and she was talking about what she does and how she helps super uber successful people kind of take it to that next level of success, first off, I knew that's what we needed on this podcast. But second off, she mentioned a concept that she calls operating in emergency mode, which is how a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of career professionals, a lot of busy people that are trying to do more, grow, and succeed are operating in that mode. And when she said those words, I related so deeply that I was like, I have to have you on because I have to know more about this and how I can get better at this. And so I'm so grateful for her. Diane has a super successful podcast that she'll tell you about, and she's connected to just amazing people. And just having her on here and her taking the time, I'm really grateful for. But what I want to do is introduce Diane Halfman, and I want her to tell you in her words a little bit more about her, her story, which is amazing, and what she does to help people like you and I in this space when we are operating in emergency mode. So Diane, thank you for being here today. And I want you to just start with your background, and which I know some of, and your success journey, and kind of how you got to what you do today.
Well, thank you, Jamie, for having me on the show. It's just such a pleasure to be here with your people. And I love your topic. You know, I love about, you know, the sustainable success and really stepping into that and looking to see what your superpower is, because we all have one. Sometimes we don't think or recognize it, but when you really get down to what is your superpower, you can lead from that strength. So thank you for bringing this conversation to the forefront.
So tell us a little bit about your background and your journey, because you have a very interesting background, and it's not the normal, you know, career corporate ladder background that I think a lot of people are attuned to. Tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got to be so brilliant and be able to help the people that you help now.
Well, thanks, Jamie, for asking, because a lot of times people feel like where they start in their business, that it all ties together. Like, you know, when you come from your strength, that is something that is the through line no matter what you do. So I was a San Diego police officer for 10 years. I worked uniform patrol as well as undercover. So I worked gangs, narcotics, and vice. And what that brought for me is that it gave me a unique a perspective and opportunity to see behind the scenes, like how people were living. As a police officer, I was in thousands of homes and got to see the aspects of life that people would not necessarily want to see, or that they wouldn't want other people to see in their life. Think about it right now. If I stepped into any of your homes, you know, what are the parts that you would want to hide from the rest of the world? It could be a junk drawer. It could be how you're living your life. It could be a reflection of who you're being. And sometimes it's incongruent with what we want the world to see of us. So one of the things I did was when I retired from the police department, I created a business called Spa Life. And the spa, the SPA, is to seek power always, that internal power within you to really step into the life that you're meant to live and come from that perspective. And what was important about that was when I was in the police department, I was literally in emergency mode all day, every day, 911, bouncing from one thing to the next. But what I noticed is what I coined a term called the clutter to drama ratio, that the more clutter you had in your space, the more drama you had, and the more likely police would show up at your home. Now, I'm hoping that people aren't showing that up way with your people and they don't have to have that experience. However, what I noticed was that entrepreneurs, corporate people, you know, everybody in the world was still living in emergency mode, and it was a false sense of emergency. It was this urgency that they've created in their life that is taxing on their system, that makes them feel overwhelmed, it makes them feel anxious. And so what I help people do is to reset their life so they're not living in emergency mode and that they're truly emerging into the life that they really are meant to live.
So I love that concept, and I'm reading a book about, and you probably know this too, about lower brain, higher brain thinking, and how when we're in emergency mode, it's really back to the ancestors, right? The caveman days of where it was that fight, that drama and that reaction it has in your brain only allows you to think in that lower brain thinking, which is really limited thinking, and it's really survival thinking versus thriving, like what you're talking about, which is when you can get into that higher brain. So they've actually done studies to see the difference in your brain and what you're actually using. And when you're in that lower brain, which is that clutter and drama, and you know, you're just operating in emergency mode, you don't have access to a lot of the things that are there, and you're not accessing them. And that's where I think the growth and the clarity and being able to get out of that actually comes from. And I think most of us live in that world. And I'm chuckling because I feel like most days I do live in that world. And so it's the consciousness of knowing you're in that to be able to get out of it. So Right. You talked a little bit about spa life, but before we get to spa life, a question that I have to ask everybody who's on this, because this is our thing, right, in terms of superpowers. What is one of your superpowers that you've developed or that you've noticed and really refined over the years, and how do you use it?
So my superpower is using my intuition to clarify and organize. And I honed that in the police department, because you have to really rely on your instincts and your intuition to make quick decisions, particularly in critical situations. And that has really served me with my clients and building my business, because to clarify what it is that you're doing and to really have systems in your life that allow you to act on that. It's one thing to create it, but then to implement it is really important. And when we get off track, to be able to reset that. I think it's so important that a lot of people will tend to negate their intuition. And it's only later on reflection that how many times have you gone back and go, oh, I knew that, but I overrode it and did something different. And so for me to have that be my superpower, to really utilize my intuition, I can help people to access theirs so that they can trust themselves more deeply. Because if you don't trust yourself, you go down a road in your life and business that is either not authentic for you, or you know, it takes you out of the game.
I could not agree more. And, you know, that intuition piece, we've all had that. And I think there are people, if you're looking at it on a spectrum, where there are people who just have naturally that deeper intuition, gut versus head. And I think helping, you know, find the right balance of that, because it can't be all gut all the time. I mean, there's got to be some logic to it every now and then. For someone who's heavy gut, which is me, is every now and then you're like, okay, I need to vet this with facts. Like, is it a belief I have in my head, or is it actually my intuition at play here? And so I think that's an important thing to learn to use, but that is an amazing superpower. And I see why you do what you do and why you're successful, because people need that. Someone to ask the right questions, right? To provide their clarity, because they know the answers most of the time. They know what it should be. They know the right thing to do. But it's not always clear to them until someone asks them or asks the question in a different way, which I think is very powerful. I'm always, when I'm coaching leaders, I'm always talking about, you know, are you asking the right questions? Because just asking questions is not enough. You have to be asking the right ones that make people think differently.
Right. You know, and along those lines, you know, so many of my clients are, you know, a lot of times they say, well, I know what to do, but I'm not doing it. It's not like we don't know what to do. I mean, there's a rare, you know, occasion where we maybe need to have a little bit more knowledge or some nuances or some things to really boost us to move in a direction. But a lot of times, especially, you know, successful leaders, they know what to do. They have the people around them to give them the clarity of either why they're not doing it or what they need to tweak to get to the next level, because what got them to where they're at is not necessarily the same skill sets that get them to the next level. And they have to trust that inner knowing, especially as a visionary, to be able to move to that direction. You can backfill that with the facts and the direction and the knowledge, but you still have to have that, you know, internal knowingness, whether it's, you call it intuition, gut, or what have you, and trust that.
And that is a process to learn to trust it. I think, you know, if I look back to my 20-year-old self, you know, it was there, but I just didn't have the experience. I didn't have the looking back, you know, hindsight to trust it. And I think as our lives go on and we get stronger and stronger, and that gut gets louder and louder, because, and I'm guessing you see this too, is I know it's like a physical reaction sometimes where I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like my body is telling me something here. Like it's like, it's louder and louder the more experience I get, because it's trying to get me to pay attention when I really need to. So I could definitely see that evolution. So I want you to talk about, so you talked about your spa life. And for most of us, especially those of us who are females, we hear spa and go, yeah, I like this topic. And where is this going? But that's not necessarily what the acronym stands for, is what we think it stands for. So will you describe what that is and how you kind of came to that, and why it's important for my listeners to focus on that?
Absolutely. You know, it's every aspect of the word spa that you could even think of. So, you know, the SPA is seek power always, which is that internal power, so that you do access that intuition, that you access that knowledge of yours. And when you know that you're doing things that aren't in alignment with what you're doing, it drains your energy. It actually drains your power away from you. So I really focus on people resetting their life in a way that supports them. And one of the reasons of how I had come to this is one of my last cases was I was the liaison between a family I knew and the police department, and their 7-year-old daughter was kidnapped and killed. And they lived only a mile from my home. So that rocked not only our community, but my own personal family. And I was realizing at the time, it, you know, life stands still when you have something that is a true emergency that happens in your life, where you really look at how you're living your life and, you know, are the things that you value, how you're really having that as part of your life. So one, somebody had volunteered to and donated for myself and the mother and some other people on our team to go to a place called Canyon Ranch, which is a health spa in Tucson, Arizona. And what happened there was, you know, after coming off feeling, you can imagine going on a murder trial for a year, and just the case that it was, and the energy drain that it was, that we came there pretty depleted. And I've seen this with, you know, entrepreneurs. You know, they're trying to build their business, but sometimes it's like going through the battlefield where they're just exhausted, and you know, they've been in this emergency mode and they're having no relief. And so one of the things that happened when we were at Canyon Ranch was that we were actually feeding our soul there, where we were having good food and we were in nature and we were getting sleep. And when we were taking care of ourselves, the level of conversation, you know, talk about having, you know, high level conversations, you know, they were really amazing conversations about how we could make impact in the world and what we were be doing. And as I was segueing in from my police work into my private work, I was looking at how important it was to take the lessons from being in emergency mode and taking care of yourself. And when I was asked by my own mentor what I would be, if I had all the time and money in the world, what would I be doing? I said, I would be living my spa life. And what that meant was taking care of yourself on every single level. And that deep level of self-care, that it wasn't a form of being selfish or, you know, not having enough time or everybody else came first. It was, if you took care of yourself first, you had the energy to be able to take care of others, to have impact, because that's really why we do a lot of the work that we do, is to have impact and to help others. But if we're the asset of our business, if we're down and out, there is no impact that's to be made. So you have to take care of yourself first. So I'm passionate about people living their spa life where they are taking care of themselves first, then from the energy of that, they are able to not work in emergency mode, that they are really being specific about how they're spending their time and their energy so they can have deeper impact. And I do that through several processes, and one being is to incorporate their own values into their life and on their calendar.
That's such a great reminder. And I want to speak specifically to the men that are listening right now, because what I've experienced in my coaching clients, and I coach men and women, is that when I talk about the words, when I use self-care or these some of these types of things, and there's women that feel this way as well, but it's typically the males, is that that feels like something that women do for themselves, right? That males don't need that self-care. But self-care is not going to the spa. That could be one piece of how you get just clarity and calm. But what you're talking about is nutrition and treating our bodies right and getting movement and all of those things that our bodies need in order to be able to function properly. And right. And I think that just applies to both. And so I just want to break that stigma for a moment that it's self-care is not just for women. And there's a lot of women who don't do it well either, but it's for all of us, because how can you be the best father or mother or sister or, you know, whatever it is, if you're not in a good place, right? You can't show up for the people in your life like in crisis mode when there actually is a real crisis. You can't be there for them if you're not in a good place. Absolutely. And you need to be strong for them when they can't necessarily be strong because like a catastrophic event like you talked about happens. And so I think we forget about that. And do you see that too, where it's there are some stigmas around self-care?
Absolutely. You know, and Jamie, I have a perfect example around that is, you know, when it comes to like retirement, you know, that's another word where, you know, when people think of retirement, they think of that as someday down the road, 30 years after I've put in time, you know, and then that's something I get to enjoy. One of the things when I help people reset their life, I look at going, how can you bring retirement into your life now? Because, you know, if you really look at how people are living, if you're going to live a vital life, the reality is you're not ever going to retire. And I know that freaks people out, but you may retire from a certain job, but you're not going to retire from life if you're going to be vital, because the statistics are if you do an actual retirement and you have nothing planned afterwards, I believe you like die within like 2 years. Right? You have to be vital in your life. So you either go into something else that you're passionate about, maybe you volunteer or you do something else with that. So you want to not ever have retirement. You want to bring retirement into your life now. So I had a client, his name was Matt, and he had bought a sailboat for his retirement. And he actually had the boat for like 2 years already when I met him. And he had only been on it like twice. And it was one of those like someday would never give himself time. I mean, this is a form of self-care to be able to do the things that you enjoy and to bring it into your life. So what we did is we recreated his life and his structure. And we said, what if mentally you just chose and that you actually had it on your calendar that Friday you were retired? And what that meant that every Friday that you woke up with the mindset as if you were retired. You didn't take calls. You didn't take appointments. You would just go straight to your boat and you would enjoy your boat for the day. And so what he found was that instead of working 7 days a week and coming to the point of exhaustion and where, you know, he was close to having diagnosis, right? Because usually people only make shifts in their life with the three D's, where it's divorce, you know, disease or death, you know? And it's like one of these things usually has to have a huge wake-up call for someone to do something, but you can be proactive in your self-care to not only enjoy your life, but to take care of yourself to really have the impact you want to have. So when he started consistently on Fridays, have the retirement life, going on his boat, he actually got to decompress. It was his form of self-care. And he actually had the most amazing visionary ideas for his business out on the sea that he would have never seen in the minutia of his daily life. And so when he was able to come back to his work, he was able to implement better ideas, work less time, and actually enjoy his life better. So self-care is really something to embrace in how you want to live your life so that you can have the creative energy to have more impact. So whether it's men or women, you have to have a form of self-care to have the sustainability. It's part of the sustainability of plan to really be a successful person. Because, you know, a lot of people we know who have achieved financial success, but they've done it at the expense of their health and their relationships. They'll build the finances, but then they end up depleting. The number one way that people go bankrupt is having to put all their money that they've earned through their lifetime into healthcare because, you know, they've had a catastrophic thing that's happened because they've not taken care of themselves. So self-care is actually a part of your business plan that allows you to be sustainable.
What an amazing paradigm shift, not only for me, but that message, Diane, is just very simple, but powerful in that we have to do a whole nother podcast on how to, you know, retire now. I mean, and really, because I agree with you that, and not that I do it, it just means I agree with you and I need to get better at it. But, but taking that approach to, and I've seen it in business owners as well, and in people in their careers, that when they get that clarity, that's the upper brain thinking that's opened up to all those problems I'm trying to solve, all that minutia and that stuff that just bogs me down. What is the solution to that? I can't solve it when I'm in that moment.
Right, right.
I can't.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. A lot of times people think if you work more hours, you're going to be more productive. And that is completely not true because it's proven that the longer you actually work, the less productive you become. Then you become more, you know, frustrated and you're actually not making enough impact anyway. So if you have a fresh brain that is fully rested, you are vital and alive in life because you're doing things that you love to do and you're having, you know, more balance in your life, then you've got more harmony and you're more crisp and you can actually do things. You start building the muscle to be able to make quicker decisions and you're able to make more impact in less time.
It's so true. And, you know, when I was early stage building my business and the stress of it. And there still is stress, but it was a different type of stress. And I remember like reading stories and books from people who had had these major life events, right? A catastrophic illness, a catastrophic death, you know, just something that had happened where I was just like, I can never imagine. And they came out of that event stronger, knowing their values, with balance, and like their life was just like on fire in a different way. It was just so positive. And I remember like reading these going, I don't think that I could never imagine that. Like, I'm just in it. Like, I don't know how I would ever be that balanced and that, you know, whatever it is. And I now realize, having gotten through that, there's seasons of our lives, right? Knowing that there are going to be seasons where emergency mode is just emergency mode and we've got to get through it. But I think it's getting through it and realizing that that's not the baseline. The baseline has to be above emergency mode on where we need to stay. And I think our baseline becomes emergency mode. And then if we have a good day that's relaxing, it's like, oh, that was a win. Instead of resetting that baseline to be well above emergency mode and only specifically going in there when you really need to because something's really bad.
Right. Right. Well, and you need to have, you know, just like, you know, if it was something catastrophic, you know, in nature where you've got, you know, an emergency plan, or, you know, that is a good thing to make sure that you do have. I mean, no matter where you live, there's usually something, whether it's, you know, fires, earthquakes or something, you know, you want to have an emergency plan in place for your family. Well, the same thing happens when, you know, emergencies come up. You can plan for them actually, because there's only certain types of emergencies that happen. You need to know how you're going to react and what you're going to do. But what's important is to always have space on your calendar. You know, vacations aren't supposed to be like this once a year or once a 5 years, you know, kind of thing. I will say, put these things in your calendar so that you've got something to look forward to. Just like school kids look forward to summer vacation. As adults, we don't always, you know, indulge that. It feels like an indulgence, but it is actually, again, another part of that self-care plan. Because if you're in it and you're in emergency mode or you're moving to the next level and it feels like you're working more hours, you've got to have something mentally that there is, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. You know, whether you are a marathon or a sprinter, you need to know what's the end line that you're going towards. And if you don't have anything that is a reward for you, because this is something as business owners that, you know, you tend to not even acknowledge the wins and you just keep rolling to the next thing. well, that kind of drains your energy, because it's like, what are you doing it all for if there are no, you know, intrinsic rewards that happen as part of that? So you want to have things on your calendar, I believe, at least quarterly, if not monthly, where you have, even if it's a staycation, where you're just taking that time away to refresh yourself, to come back even stronger.
It's a great reminder for all of us. And you're starting, my next question was going to be, you know, we've talked a lot about emergency mode, and I know, because I am relating to this, and I know there are people listening going, okay, you've now raised my awareness. I know I'm there, right? I know I'm in it and I recognize it. So that's the first step. Yes. But it can also be overwhelming to say, where do I even start? So I think that quarterly vacation, you know, time away from the office, time away from emails is a great place to start. Where else do you recommend with your clients that it's like, start small? Do you do something big and then back into the small stuff? Like what are some really easy steps people could literally, when they're done listening to the podcast, start doing?
Well, I think what happens is, you know, Jamie, people get into the minutiae of the day and they forget about the big vision picture, about why are they doing what they're doing in the first place, and how do they even, what's their baseline that they actually even look to make their decisions. So I usually start with people determining, what are your top five values? Like, know what those things are, and they can cross. They can be a combination of, you know, your business or your life and what that is. But to me, they're all the same. I mean, there is a very fine line between, because you are your business. Your business, you know, affects your family. They all blend together, and you got to see what happens with that. So what is that for you? I mean, some people will say their value is their family, or it's their health, or, you know, it's spirituality, or it's like they want to experience or connect with others. They want to learn. Like, there's all kinds of things that you can say that you value, but it's really important to determine what are those five top values and to actually have those written down, because those are your litmus test to see, you know, those things need to be incorporated into your life. And the best place to first look is your calendar. And I always look at it as your calendar is your mind in action. If you have everything on your calendar of things that when you look at it, it's like, well, I have to do this and I have to do that, and you don't have any, well, I get to do things, then that is a big red flag of you're not really living a life that is based on your values. And if you say that you value family, but your family is nowhere to be found on your calendar, how much of a value really is that? That is part of what can be draining your energy, is that you're not doing enough things in your life that actually is a life, right? If all of your life is on work and there's no balance, you know, all work and no play, then you are not living a life that's inspiring, that's moving you forward. And a lot of times we play games with ourselves and we say, like, well, I'm just working now because someday I'm going to be able to do this. You are fooling yourself, because someday could end tomorrow, and you have to be able to enjoy the journey, and you have to not alienate your family and your friends in the process and not like yourself at the end. So how you create things that are in alignment is to use your values as a guide to see what is that reflection on your calendar, so that you're building something that you actually believe in and love.
We talk about values a lot in the coaching that we do, and I could not agree with you more on how important the values are and how similar they are to your career and your business and what's developing there. Is you don't shut them off at the office door. Is what I say, you know, they perpetuate through your whole life. And so I could not agree more. And I think it's a great exercise for everybody listening to go through and really think about that. And like you said, look at your calendar and say, am I living my values? Because if I say I am, is very different than if I'm walking the walk and I'm, right. And I'm doing it. And so you have to schedule it in. You've got to make that time. So love that.
One other thing I just want to add real quickly is that, you know, a lot of times in building business, we look at family and business as being something separate. If the family, and a lot of times people will feel guilt about either not spending time with their family, or they don't really understand the work that they're doing or what that looks like. You know, it's actually a really important part of business to have your family's buy-in to, if they know like what your vision is and how your things that you're doing for the family, and, you know, they see what that looks like and that you have things on calendar that is for the family, things for everybody to look forward to, they are going to get behind you and support you in those times where you have to kind of dig deep and do some extra work or do some things when they know what the family payoff is and that they know what to look forward to. If they see this endless cycle that you're never there and that there's not a connection to the bigger vision and purpose, then your family can't get behind you to give you the energy to get through those tougher times.
I'd love that message. And it's funny because I just did a podcast called There's No Such Thing as Balance. And it was just me because this is a hot button for me with people that I coach and people that I talk to, you know, corporate America, and they're trying to find balance. And I don't believe there's such thing as balance because you're always making a choice. Right. And there are seasons of your career, there are seasons of your business where you have to give yourself some grace and say, I want to make a decision and a choice to put some more time here right now because I love what I'm doing, or I really want to work on this project or do the best work I can get. And then you need to find the balance back. And now it's time for, I'm going to focus on my family and go on vacations and do some of that and put work aside for now. And it's making the right choice. And I think people struggle with that balance, but it's always going to be a teeter-totter. You're always going to either be in the career, in the business, or with your family if you're really fully in it. And you have to let yourself be, because right. Otherwise you're standing in this middle going, well, I'm on vacation, but I'm checking email every day. And you're not really in either one very well. Right. And I think that's where burnout with a lot of people happens. Right. And so that was the kind of the last question or the last topic that I selfishly wanted your advice on or your thoughts on is, I know you work with uber successful people. And when I say that, I just mean they've reached a pinnacle of success. And now what does that next level look like? And so we talk a lot about success and defining our own success on this podcast, right? Not looking on social media and not looking online and saying, I need to do that because someone else has done it, because your definition of success is within your superpowers, you know, and how you need to hone those and really use them for success. And so when you work with really successful people, is there a certain level of success, and does your approach or your superpower, do things need to change for you to get to that next level? Like, do you see those things changing for people once they reach a certain level of success? Do you think there's a different approach to success and getting to that next level once you've reached a certain level of success? Does that make sense? Like, does your mindset have to shift? Absolutely. Do your superpowers have to adjust? Like, what have you seen in coaching individuals at that level?
Well, I think your superpowers are your superpowers, no matter where you're at. You can hone them more. You become more skilled at them as your experience kicks in with that happening. However, you know, the thing that you want to be able to look at is your environment, because your environment is always more powerful than willpower. You know, you can try and things that you maybe would, you know, gut yourself through before. You know, how you create your environment is how your experience is going to be. So that could be your physical space, that could be your mindset, that could be how you're taking care of yourself, that could be, you know, the delegation. But it's definitely time to pivot to, if you find yourself kind of stalled out in a plateau and you want to go to the next level, then you absolutely need to look to your environment to see what needs to shift, because the same, you know, brain and circumstances that got you to where you are not going to be the same to get you to where you're going. So you need to shift and change that in order to see what are the aspects that are working and what needs to shift and change to move to that next level.
That is so true. And, you know, I go back to the word you used earlier, which is clutter, which a lot of people think of as a physical thing in my house, right? It's cluttered. But you can be cluttered on many levels. It can be your physical space, like your office, your house, but it can also be your mind.
Right? Typically it's a combination of both, because what happens is when you start focusing for years on end with your business, you'll kind of lift your head up and there will be a lot of physical clutter around because you just didn't devote any energy to that. However, creativity craves clarity. So if you have a cluttered space, you don't have access to the deep level of clarity that you need. And creativity is what brings you to the next level. So you do need to look at your physical space and see what is having impact, because clutter in your space affects clutter in your mind, which is that clutter to drama ratio that I was referring to. But clearing up your mind is a really big aspect to have access to the next level of a vision of where you're going.
I could not agree more. And this has been, Diane, I just want to thank you for joining us today. And I want, because I know there are people listening that are like, that's me. She's talking about me. How can people find out more about your programs? Because I know you've got a variety of programs on how people can engage and go deeper in this subject if this is what's really holding them back from their next level of success. So can you give us that information?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a firm believer that, you know, the next step is always awareness, to know you can't really jump to where you're going if you don't know exactly where you're at. And so I've created what's the Life Reset quiz. So it's the liferesetquiz.com. People can go to you. It'll take you 2 minutes and it'll give you instant feedback and awareness around where you are at in your mindset, your physical space, and your self-care. Because once you know where you're at with that, then you can, you know, celebrate the successful aspect of that and then see where are your gaps and then fill in from there. But having that awareness really takes you to the next space. And so that's liferesetquiz.com.
Perfect. I'm going to go take that as soon as we get off recording this podcast, and we will include that in the podcast notes. For those of you who are driving or running or whatever you do when you listen to podcasts, don't worry about it. We'll make sure that you've got that link so that you can take that. And I think that's something we just all need to do. I mean, regardless, we have to know where we're at to be able to know what our plan is and what that next step is to get where we're going. And that awareness, it's so true. So Diane, thank you for being here today and for sharing your wisdom and just really shifting our paradigms, because that's what this whole podcast is about, and is bringing real people that have real experience and real successes and real failures and are very authentic. And here's what I've learned, because we're all at different journeys. We're all at different steps in our journey. And I think it's important, you know, for the listeners to know that have been where you are and who have gotten through it and gone to the other side and who have dealt with really difficult things, and leaning on your superpowers and leaning on who you innately are and what those strengths are is the foundation to you being able to take that next step forward. And that's what this community is all about. So I appreciate all of you being in the community. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so that you get the latest and greatest every time we release. And we have amazing people like Diane on here. And make sure you're leaving us ratings and reviews, because that helps us decide what you need more of, how what we should be talking about more, and what's going to help you get unstuck at that next level. And so I want to thank you again, Diane, for being here, and thank everybody for being part of this community. I'm grateful for you every single day. Thanks, and have a great one.